Now, it's time for MedVid on Movies.
A talented high school cellist, played by Chloe Grace Moretz, goes into a coma after a serious car accident and then somehow witnesses her own painful condition in If I Stay.
Am I dying? Is that what this is?
When females critical on Route to Portland now.
Here's the secret, baby. If you live, if you die, it's all up to you.
And while she's lying unconscious in the ICU, her alter ego goes through flashbacks of her musical aspirations, warm family life, and hot romance with a high school heartthrob played by Jamie Blackley.
How can I stay without mom and dad? How can I leave without Adam? Isn't it amazing how life is one thing and then in an instant it becomes something else?
And isn't it amazing how a movie is one thing, and then in an instant it becomes something else? If I Stay starts off beautifully, with rich, vivid characters, believable relationships, and deeply touching moments. But then in its final third, the film just blows up before your eyes, turns silly and mawkish and maudlin and melodramatic. Even performance details, like lip-syncing of some of the songs, gets notably worse and embarrassing. The conclusion will leave audiences groaning and hooting and wishing they had left before the motion picture began spiraling down the drain. Rated PG-13 for some discreet sex and drug references and adult messages about injury and death. 2 stars for the sincere, earnest, artful, but deeply disappointing If I Stay.